Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our politics, and in our spiritual and metaphysical realms. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I'm joined by Mark.
Mark Waltz, joining from New York City.
Wonderful. And we hope to have Anne here at some point. I know she's had a rough time with her feet lately, so maybe she'll get here and maybe she won't. But tonight's the night of the solstice, the longest night of the year. And the quiet, you know, a place of quiet and depth that we can feel in this time of the year. And we get ready. The sun holds still for 3 days, and then it appears to hold still as it comes up and draws down at the same place for 3 days. And then on the third day, the days grow longer. And tomorrow morning, the sun goes into Capricorn early in the morning, and the new season begins. And there's a lot going on this season. Mark, how do you feel about this winter solstice, the quiet?
Well, it's challenging. That's that's the word that comes to me when I look at the overall picture. It'll be a challenging winter. Whatever it is we're doing, there will be challenges that arise to meet it. So prepare.
Prepare, you know. Right. Hold on. We're at so many turning points. The sun goes in tomorrow morning at 8:59 a.m. out here in Montana. I think that's 10:59. Yeah, in the East Coast. And then, you know, so take a moment in this darkest night. And a lot of people may be feeling, as the sun conjuncts Pluto and Venus before it goes, the moon conjuncts Pluto and Venus, that we can feel, or opposes, I'm sorry.
It opposes.
Speaking as, Mercury is trining Uranus tonight, so pardon me if my words go all over the place. But there's an emotional depth that we're feeling at with this Venus-Pluto conjunction. The second pass is exact this coming weekend. The first pass, there's three passes of it, and we'll be talking about it all winter, was on the day of the tornadoes, that the tornadoes took everything out in the Midwest and reminded us that life is precious, that it could go at any moment. But that heaviness is here through the winter, just asking us to reevaluate. It's not here to punish us or make us miserable, but help us remember that, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. Really stick to what's important. Remember what you value. But many of us might have to deal with some, and it's going to be exact again right on Christmas Day. So many of us are remembering losses, you know, that this is different from, this is not the Christmas we wanted. It may be that we're missing people, or that we wanted to travel, or that we wished we had more money to celebrate with, but that, you know, the planets remind us that that's not what matters. How do you come back to your heart around the winter solstice and all the holidays that we celebrate from there? The other main aspect, go ahead.
I was going to say that one of the things that will play through here is remembering losses and disappointments from many, many, many years ago with Chiron going direct and Chiron being in Aries. So there's a very strong need to reconcile some things. And if you feel that, go ahead and take a little look and see where is it that you're feeling a long-time disappointment. And see if you can reinterpret that and make a different space for it.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful example.
Yeah. So when you look into those Christmas stockings, if you're doing Christmas stockings, That's the kind of thing where you didn't find in there what you hoped you would. And you may not this year either.
No, you may not. But you might find something wonderful instead. You know,
yeah.
that's where the, that, you know, one of the most painful things we can do this holiday is to compare it to what we wanted or compare it to what used to happen instead of just be right where it is. Another aspect that echoes this is Saturn squares Uranus on New Year's Eve.
Here we
on
go
Christmas
again.
Eve. Yeah, it's breaking down traditions.
Yeah.
It's also causing, there was a 6.2 today here in California.
Oh, I didn't hear about that
Shook, you know, nothing was terrible, but it shook a lot of things off the shelf in Northern California. It was centered near Eureka. So I think that's only the beginning of a series of minor earthquakes around the globe as Saturn squares Uranus. It's also, you know, we've been talking about, that's the third pass this year, that as long as Saturn is squaring Uranus, that we have to, you know, keep our eraser handy and change our plans at the last minute.
Yes.
And certainly a lot of people had plans, you know, the post-COVID Christmas, which wasn't, because Omicron came along and changed all of our plans again. So after this pass, we may, in the springtime, after March, begin to be able to look a little farther ahead and make longer range plans. So real hope for that in the year ahead. So those are going to be interesting. Remember what matters, people, this year, this month, and let go of what doesn't. Now, tomorrow, winter solstice tonight, the moon heads into Leo tomorrow afternoon. So if you want to get together and celebrate with friends or even family, tomorrow night celebrating the solstice might be more fun than celebrating Christmas itself while the moon heads into Virgo and everything is quiet and deep. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Make the whole week about Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Make the whole week about, and all the holidays around this time of year that got moved to over the years from many different traditions to mark the solstice, the turning point, when the days start to grow lighter. And even though the winter is fierce, we have that contract, that promise of warmth ahead because the days are growing longer each day. And that can really help. On December 26th, Mercury sextiles Neptune as the moon enters Libra. Look, if you want to have good conversations with your family and you want to, you know, do some creative projects over Christmas, you know, start on the 26th, the day after Christmas, Boxing Day, and take it on from there. Let this early part of Christmas be a chance to do some deep healing. Yeah. So we're going to take a few callers in a minute, but you need to raise your hand, press, and I think it's hit star one or hit one, and that raises your hand. There we go. A few coming in to ask questions. Is there anything more you want to say about the solstice before we start up?
No. I'll go back to saying there are challenges coming for most all of us, some of us, most of us are going to find challenges in the next few months. So in other words, whatever you do, a challenge will rise up to meet it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's not just you doing, it's you having to negotiate a challenge.
Right. And learn from it. Not necessarily let it stop you. It's not about you doing the wrong thing. Though you may need to sort, you know, whether or not you want to move forward with it.
Right.
There may be some challenges that are, you know, you're right, that how do we handle those challenges in a good way?
Okay.
So let's take the next one. Hello, Area code 774-249. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hello, good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Great. Hi, Heather. This is Sophia. My birth date is 5/24/89. I'm in Boston, Massachusetts at 9:02 p.m.
9:02 p.m. in Boston. And Boston strong. And what can we help you with tonight?
Wondering about love life. It's definitely been quite uneventful, but I'm wondering, like, when I achieve enough of this self-love, I assume that I'll meet somebody, but I'm just wondering if you're seeing anything, because it has felt like a very rich time for that kind of spiritual love and getting that anchor really strong in myself. I'm extremely thankful for that, but I could use some thing different. So I was just wondering if you're seeing anything.
Enough work, you'd like a little company while you're doing it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are noticing that gap, that loneliness this winter with Venus conjunct Pluto for 3 months. It's asking us how we isolate. You know, what patterns have we created in our life that isolate? But you've just had the stone roll off you. You've had Pluto has been conjunct your moon for on and off for two and a half years. And that's been a hard time when you had to really come to learn to love your own company. This first Venus-Pluto conjunction is sitting right on your moon. It's within a degree of your moon. But then they both move on, and Pluto will never conjunct your moon again for another 240-some years. So you'll find that you don't need to be alone after this. That doesn't mean suddenly you get lots of new life force, new relationships, because your progressed moon is in Aries and you're feeling kind of independent. So you would find, how do I have company while I explore my world, rather than how do I partner so I have to make compromises all the time? But, you know, I think you're going to find there's a lot more company for you coming up. Mark, what do you see?
I'm having a little trouble pulling up the chart.
Okay. So, you know, she has progressed moon at 8 degrees of Aries and her natal moon at 24 Capricorn. So she can really feel that fresh air as Pluto gets off the moon, which I'm excited about for her. Yeah. So I think you're going to be finding safe ways to explore and use your heart. Does that
thank you
help?
So much. I'm so excited. Yeah, thank you.
Good. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye. And we have area code 503-919. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark. My name is Judy.
Hi,
my birthday is November. Mm-hmm. November 12th. Hi, November 12th, 1962.
Mm-hmm.
Castro Valley, California. 3:05 a.m.
And where is the location again?
Castro Valley, California.
CA. Wonderful. And for all of those on the air, we always ask for things in a certain order only because our computer programs ask for it in that order. So we ask first for your date, then for your time, and then for your place. That just makes it easier for us to get it in place. And thank you all for having it so ready to share with us. That helps us just roll with it. So you were born at the full moon or just past the full moon. With that
correct
lineup of four planets in Scorpio, Taurus moon,
Scorpio. Mm-hmm.
And Libra rising. What can we help you with? What's your question tonight?
So you can see that my chart is very unusual. I call it the oxymoron. Everything is opposing everything right now, especially with Uranus in Taurus. And a lot of my emphasis is on the fourth house, and Pluto's there, of course. So my question is, I've been for the last, I must have moved about 12, 15 times within the last several years.
Which your Taurus
home
just
and
hey,
business.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my question is there a place where you find that I am most, would be a better place for me to live? Because I've gone from Portland to Vancouver, Washington to California. Now I'm in Boise, Idaho. So I don't know if I feel
oh,
like
you're
I belong
a neighbor
here either.
Almost. You know,
yeah, I've been to Ronan last month, actually.
Really? Not many people have been to Ronan, so that's saying something.
Yeah.
So let's see. Venus and Mars are the only planets in your chart that aren't quite so excited in strong places. I can see
mm-hmm.
where you've been to Boise, but you've got no major astrological lines on the West Coast.
I know.
It looks, you know, you've got relocation charts. When you live in a place, when we look at astrocartography lines, we're looking at where the planets rise, set, were above or below, you know, hit the four cardinal points at the time you're born. And you have Mercury on the ascendant through New England. It goes right through Burlington down through Virginia Beach. And you have Saturn on the IC, and you've got a strong Saturn, New Orleans, Memphis, up to the middle of Wisconsin, which is strong, and right through the area that the tornado just went through. So the area from, I'd say, you know, Austin, Texas, Minneapolis, over to Chicago is up and down the Mississippi, actually is really strong for you, and so is that East Coast line from not necessarily Boston, but from Burlington down through the coast, down through Miami. If you just drew a line from Miami to Burlington, Vermont, and went 200 miles on either side of that. I wouldn't necessarily send you down to Miami completely because you also have Mars on the IC there. But upper planets might be easier for you.
Okay.
Much
okay,
as it's
well.
Lovely there. If you, but, you know, I wouldn't hurry that. You know,
go
you've got
cool,
your... Go ahead, Mark.
Go with the cooler climate, too. Overall in
yeah.
your chart, you could use
mm-hmm.
cool energy. You have a lot of
yes.
hot or cold. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, you want to be on the cool side, but not chilly cold. You know, just... That's why I'm...
You got that right, Mark.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm not a hot person, and I'm not a cold person. So it's interesting that I kind of landed here through work. So... I just don't feel like I belong anywhere. So I feel like when
mm-hmm.
I look at my chart, relocation, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm in the ocean. It's like everything is in the middle of the water, and it's like nothing makes any sense to me on land. So,
well, it won't
I
anyway
you.
For until Pluto gets off the 27th degree. You know, Pluto is moving into a trine with your natal moon, and your progressed moon is 27 Cancer. So your progressed moon has just passed Pluto. And
mm-hmm.
you may start to feel more at home in your work because it looks like with your progressed moon going through your 10th house right now, when the progressed moon's up at the top of the chart, your work is your home, not your home. You're really
yeah.
right.
Work
fact,
takes you places.
Yeah. Yeah, I lost my job when my progressed moon went into the 10th house of Cancer.
Right. But did you get another
and
job?
And I haven't worked since. Nope. I haven't
you haven't
worked
since.
Haven't been able to find a job. Nope.
It looks mm-hmm. like
I'm studying astrology.
Yeah, it's what it sounds like. I could hear that. You might find that within 3 months you have a job if you keep your ears open.
Okay.
Your progressed moon heads into Leo and conjuncts your north node by progression in your 10th house of career.
Yeah, that should
bring
thank
you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something. Yeah.
And,
well, I appreciate
you know,
that. Yeah.
Uranus is opposed to Mercury right now. You're already
yeah.
it's studying astrology fascinates you, but you
mm-hmm.
it's hard to settle down. Saturn has been squaring all of your Scorpio lineup. It's going to do that for another year, and then it gets off it. But you're learning so much during this time. that it will take you into good places in the future.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you. And I'm looking at your cards. I bought your cards last month, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
They're amazing.
Oh,
and Mark is right. I went through them, and they're just beautiful, and they really resonate. So I'm just
so glad to hear that.
Fabulous.
Great.
Yeah. Thank you.
For the audience,
you guys, thank you so much
about
for everything.
Thank you. Good luck. And we hope see you in the new year in a whole new phase of your life.
Yeah.
In the years, in the months ahead.
Bless
you. Good luck. Bless you. She was referring to my Star Codes Oracle deck that you can find online. Just Google Star Codes Oracle deck, where I use. It's designed to be both use astrology as a way of learning, and also help you learn all the terms in astrology, and as a divination deck. It seems to be working for people. So, Mark, is there anything going on in your life that you would like to share with people?
Oh, not in particular. I'm just kind of anxious for this pandemic to be over.
isn't it? I can imagine that. As a yoga teacher, it's really sucked.
Yeah. I've gotten used to Zoom, but in person is a lot better.
Just not the same. Yeah. It's just not the same. I agree. You know, I haven't appreciated that I now have a large client base that knows how to use Zoom, so I can send them a link and they can roll with it pretty easily, because it's been the best way to record since we had, you know, cassettes and recorders. It's really an easy way to record and readings. So for people who want to use it that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, the emotional depression of just wanting to honor the fact that people, I see no one else has their hands raised, so I will just talk on about the charts of the moment, that there is such a feeling of longing for more. And I'm hearing several people being really depressed with this aspect, just feeling it's no use, or they're depressed. And I keep thinking of the image of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. We are really in the cocoon, breaking down our old forms and structures and habits and patterns here in America. And we don't know what's being born yet. And that we're right in this phase where we're feeling like goop in the, in the cocoon. And I want everybody to remember that the caterpillar thinks it's dying, but it's being born as a butterfly. How do we, in this time of breaking down old structures when things look so dire and our chart, our country's chart is going through such tough transits, remember that we're not dying. We're in metamorphosis. We need to honor the feelings of the deaths, of the what we've lost, what we've been challenged to, what we've sad about. But also look for what's being born, because there's a real crucible of new energy, new power, new form coming out of this. At least that's my feeling. What do you say about that, Mark?
Bigger than personal level, this Saturn Uranus green, it's a breakout kind of energy. So we have our individual breakouts to go through, and then we're also changing on the social level, societal level.
That's beautiful. Do you think on this night of solstice that you could lead us on a short meditation or visualization or breathing exercise just to bring us to our center and to our quiet for our moment in pause before the year starts again?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's all welcome the next 3 months. Start by sitting well or standing well, wherever you are, or if you're lying down, feel the support of the ground. Take a moment to feel your breath. Take a few breaths. Let the breath move on its own, but remain aware of it. You can have your eyes closed. Visualize the sun. See the sun rise and fall. So it rises in the east, falls in the west. Be aware of the arc of the sun as it moves from the east to the west. And see the point where the sun rises on your horizon. And see the point where it sets on your horizon as well as you can. And see it at that same point 3 days in a row. And then see what was dark of night becoming light of day as the sun moves further along. And knowing that the days are going to grow longer, because they always have, welcome them. Even though the temperature gets colder, the light gets longer, and we all welcome them. Take a deeper breath in. Release that breath, and we've moved into Capricorn.
Wonderful. Thank you, Mark. Thank you for that lovely moment.
Yeah, and something we can all be aware of with the solstice. It is the sun's journey that we're tracking, and it changes. Now we'll have a month of Capricorn starting from tomorrow.
Beautiful. So our time is just about up. This is, thank you, Mark. That was beautiful. I feel ready to sleep deep tonight, listen to my dreams, and get ready to move forward tomorrow. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Ronan, Montana. And Mark?
Mark Waltz from New York City. And I'll be sure tomorrow morning when I see the sunrise to note like what building it's near or what tree. And know that it's there for 3 days and then it's going to start marching every day a little further along.
Thank you, Mark. That's wonderful. You take care. Blessed solstice, everyone. Bye.
Bye now.